Blog Talk Radio.
Generally, the Constitution is a charter of negative liberties. Says what the states can't do to you, says what the federal government can't do to you, but it doesn't say what the federal government or the state government must do on your behalf.
Fat on a rough road, riding high.
You didn't build that.
Through the mountains, climbing, twisting, turning, further from my home.
Shut up your mouth, Obama. Shut up your mouth, Obama.
Be young, like a new moon rising, fierce.
I've got a pen.
Through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown.
Yes, we can.
And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive, I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I was born free.
And I've got a phone.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Like the grandest canyon, wild, like an untamed stallion. If you can't see my heart, you must be blind.
What difference at this point does it make?
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
I've got a pen.
Welcome aboard the program. I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom regardless of that cost. We do not concern ourselves with the cost. We're not out buying a new television, for God's sakes. This is our freedom. Certain things you just don't worry about. You just do. If you want your freedom, well, you're going to have to do something. You're going to have to do a little bit more than sit at home watching your Kim Kardashians, choking on bags of Cheetos, bitching, pissing, and moaning and complaining about it. Yeah, bitching is a first step, absolutely. Bitching is good. Means you've at least recognized that there's a problem. But at some point, you're going to have to become proactive. Because if you think for one second they're not going to become crashing through your door, think that one all the way through. Doesn't matter who the hell you are. Somebody complains, that's it. We know, hey, look, we got a complaint. They've got to be guilty, so let's bring a SWAT team. Arrest everybody in the house. Tackle everybody that's in the yard. Throw them in jail, and then we'll work out the facts later. And if we don't have enough facts, well, we'll just, you know, make up a few. We'll make it look nice and pretty-like. The more people we put into these prisons, well, the more money we get. Why is it about money? Look, I know, I understand money's important, blah, blah, blah. But money ain't that important. And I'll give you this, freedom ain't cheap. Yeah, that's right, it ain't. You don't have to give up liberty to give up freedom, but you got to give up, well, a little bit of time. You might have to give up a little bit of money to buy, like, you know, things. But the most important thing you're going to have to give up, you're going to have to give up your mind. And start thinking, being focused. That's where I'm trying to get at. I don't mean give up your mind like here's my mind, Mr., you know, rebel, I guess is what we're called now. Or here's my brain, Mr. Government. That's not what I'm talking about. But you're going to have to give up your mind. Give up and focus. That's what I'm getting at. You've got to be focused on it. You got to be thinking about it day and night. Why? Well, because you have to. Because if you don't, I mean, if you enjoy, the freedoms that you have now, and you realize that there's more and more being taken away, and you've convinced yourself, well, that's just progress. They're out there looking for my safety. Well, if you've got yourself convinced of that, well, then, good for you. Good for you. Well, freedom ain't cheap. Can afford it. It's all a matter of what do you want to do to get it? I mean, sitting on the couch bitching about it? Okay, well, I mean, yeah. Again, it's a good first step, but what else are you going to do? Well, first of all, you got to stop accepting it. No longer tolerate it. You get an opportunity to go into the voting booth. Well, vote properly. But you got to vet your candidate. You got to find out who the hell they are. And if you get an opportunity to have a conversation with them at some kind of stupid little town hall, or they're always giving speeches some damn place. Politicians are always on the campaign trail. Or write them a letter. Whatever. But anyway, you want to be a part of the program tonight. Unbelievable. It takes me forever to do anything. Unbelievable. But if you do want to be a part of the program tonight, 646-716-7978, or you can join the captain's chat room. Now, again, so I don't get any more nasty grams from anybody, because I accidentally missed a phone call. I'm sorry, I did not mean to do that. Yeah, you have a point, you want to speak, and yeah, your voice is important. I mean, you have a point. Maybe I wasn't clear enough, but if you do want to speak, you want to have a conversation, you want to talk, that's fine, I do accept phone calls. If you want to speak, press the number 1. And that gives me a little icon, tells me that you want to talk. Otherwise, it tells me you just want to listen. And if you did that and I still miss your call, well, then I apologize. It was not my intent. I try very hard to make sure that I don't miss any calls. Sometimes I blast off into Deep Space Nine. I'm not looking at anything. I'm gone. So that could have happened, and I apologize. But anyway. So if you do want to have a conversation, you do want to speak, you want to get your voice heard, you're pissed off, you got something to get off your chest, 646-716-7978. All right, we do have a lot to get through here tonight. There's lots and lots and lots of very evil people out there that are desperate to take away your freedom. And there's only one way to combat that, and that's to lift our jib and get our freedom ship underway. Underway and headed out to sea. Bosun mate, shift colors! Alright, now remember, if you have a story where CPS or DCF or whatever the hell they call it in your neck of the woods gives services, anytime you have the word protective in any kind of government agency, look out. The government's not going to protect you. That protection means that they own you. They're enslaving you. Yeah, I know we have a little amendment in our Constitution that, at least we all thought, at least what it said in the history books, that we got rid of slavery. But no, we have never gotten rid of slavery. Human beings, which I can't stand human beings. I mean, I really can't. I have to be another animal. I have the mindset of another animal. I may have the shape of a human, but I got the mindset of something else. I don't know what the hell happened in some kind of DNA mix-up. I don't know. I don't know. God was playing around with a new peyote that he invented, and something happened somewhere along the line, and I don't know. All the chemicals and crap got all mixed up because I just simply do not understand human beings. And that's right, I said beans. That's about all they're worth. Beans. Human friggin' beans. They're irritating. I swear to God, I should have been another animal. I wish I was from India. At least I know that, you know, once I finally kick off, at least I can come back and, you know, another animal. Don't have to worry about getting eaten. Well, I'm not in India, so there's not a damn thing in the world I can deal about it. So, anyway, I don't know. How the hell did we got over here? Ah, unbelievable, man. I tell you, I swear to good God Almighty and sweet blue heaven. I can never get through anything. But anyway, if you do have a story where CPS or DCF has wrongfully taken your children, which they like to do that now. There's a lot of money in that. Or any other story, I don't care what the hell it is, where you have been tyrannized by anybody. I don't care, the government, police, Walmart greeters. Doesn't matter. I don't care, Girl Scouts. If you've been tyrannized, plain and simple, doesn't matter by anybody. Anyway, and you want to get that story out, well, you get a hold of me. We'll get your story out there. Look, you got to use your voice, man. It's just the way it is. Your voice is important. If you don't use it, it's worthless. So let your voice be heard. So you can find me on Facebook. I'm in the chat room there, the link. But if you're listening in archive, well, then you just simply go on Facebook and you type in the captain. I think it comes up news personality or something. You'll see it. Just send me a message and tell me, hey, man, I got a story. I have been screwed, blued, and tattooed, and I'm sick and tired of it. I want to get my story out there. I want to let at least somebody know. At least I want to get it off my chest. Well, that's how you do it, man. You got to start by talking. And you can't shut up about it. You can't just simply accept tyranny. You can't do it. Because what happens if you do? Well, you get more of it. You surrender to the enemy. I mean, how can you possibly defeat him? How can you possibly defeat the enemy And I'm not talking about a combative war here. I'm talking figuratively. But what I'm saying is how can you defeat the enemy if you surrender to them? I mean, you miss the whole object. You miss the whole point. See, that's another thing. There's no talking to human beings. They don't understand me, and I don't understand them. Trying to explain that to a human, but. Yeah, well, what are you, a Model T? But. Shut up. Unbelievable. I mean, human beings, they're nuts. There's something tragically wrong with them. I mean, if human beings are supposed to be the superior species on Earth, I don't know. Nothing I can do about the sons of bitches. You can't kill them all. Can't even really kill any of them because eventually you're going to get caught. And speaking of getting caught and not getting caught and killing people, since we're on that subject, let's open up my treasure chest here. See what kind of booty we can plunder here tonight. Now, some of this stuff, I kind of know is in here. Some stuff I don't even know what's in here. Some stuff I think I've read. Some stuff I probably haven't. So I got a whole kind of a hodgepodge. But I never shut up anyway. I mean, it takes me 4 hours to do one goddamn story. So I don't know where the hell we're going to end up. But the point is, two murderers now on the loose here in New York. Now, I'm in New York. I don't think they're going to come to me. I mean, I don't know them. I mean, God only knows where the hell they are. But I'm watching today. I haven't had a chance to, and I apologize for the last week. But I had to take care of things. So I had basically, well, I wouldn't say 3 days off. I had 3 days off the air. Let's put it that way. Since I don't have a second in command, I don't have an XO. Nothing much I can do about it. If I did, well, then they'd be doing it. But any event, I'm here and I'm now. But, you know, I haven't had a chance to watch. And I like watching news. I can't stand watching any news anymore. I never really could. I've always wanted to watch the news, and I try to watch it. But it's so just disgusting. I mean, you can't. Even, you know, there's some kind of a, you know, major event. I mean, they keep showing the same video over and over and over again. They keep telling the same story over and over and over and over again. Blah, 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 blah. I understand you got to do it because people are just tuning in. I get it. Blah, blah, blah. And plus, you might be missing something anyway. You go up in the bathroom, whatever you got to do. I don't know. But I haven't had a chance to watch, you know, news in a long time. And, you know, I mean, Fox is about the only station. I mean, I can barely choke them down half the time. I mean, I don't know. I guess I'm just, I don't know. I'm just pissed off at the world and everybody in it. So, I mean, but, so I said, well, let's watch some news today. You know, I think it was this morning. It was late in the morning. It was like right out. I can't watch that Fox and Friends. I mean, I got nothing against the people on it. I mean, it's just the goo. You know what I mean? These goo stories. And I just can't. I can't do it. I can't. I cannot sit through the goo. I can't. all these heartwarming stories and this and that and blah. Then they bring old Hank on. All he did was simply tell the truth, and then they flipped out. Then ESPN wigged out, fired him. Now he can't sing his little song on Monday Night Football. And I can't really remember what Hank said. I remember watching it. And I know it was a big to-do. I didn't, because I never watch, you know, Fox and Friends, because I don't watch Morning Goo. I can't. I mean, how do you sit down there with these greasy eggs and bacon and potatoes and sausages? You're trying to choke that down, and then you're trying to watch Morning Goo? Oh, no. Your stomach just can't, you can't do it. Mine can't do it. Mine will not accept food. So I don't generally watch it. Well, I get up one morning, I guess, and I guess it was in the, like, afternoon, or maybe it was the morning after or something like that. I can't remember. I just know that it was a while before I'd been away, you know, at my computer. So I get on there, and something was on somewhere. I can't even remember what I was on about. Hank. Oh, cool, Hank Williams. You know. I mean, I love Bo Cephas. You kidding me? So, get out there and they're saying all this stuff that he said that was so horrible. And I said, you know what, I'm not going to read this story. I'm just going to watch the video and just see if I can find out what the hell they're talking about. And I said, something tells me I'm not going to be able to pick up on what the hell they're talking about. Well, I started watching it, and I'm watching it and watching it. I mean, I had to watch it a couple of times, but before I finally dawned on me what the hell it was. But, and I know, then I watched it again, and, you know, there was kind of a, I don't know, that Gretchen Carlson, whatever her name is, you know, kind of taken aback, and that other dude, they're like, oh, blah, 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 blah. And I'm just thinking, oh, come on. You know, you don't have to take, you know, it doesn't say anything about you. It says about Hank. And the only thing Hank did was just simply tell the truth. You could have just simply, you know, the audience would have understood that you at Fox wasn't saying it. He was saying it. And all he did was tell the truth. But you can't do that anymore. You tell the truth, you get penalized. If you lie, you get promoted. You lie well enough, hell, you could become president. But you need a whole bunch of really good liars that work under you. That's what I don't understand about human beings. Oh, you can't lie, you can't lie. Well, you can't lie, but you just, what it means is you can't get caught lying. But lying is perfectly acceptable. Absolutely. You must. You can't succeed if you don't lie. Well, I mean, what kind of society is that based on? And again, I keep going back. I'm sorry, but I mean, have we ever really been civilized? Have we really ever been free? I know we've got a constitution. I know that people have been bitching about, you know, the Bill of Rights since, well, we've got the Bill of Rights. Citizens are always claiming that they've got the Bill of Rights taken away from them. And the government keeps wanting to take more. So have we really ever been free? Well, I think we can be, but it's going to come from the American people. If you think by going to the voting booth that you're going to get it done that way, well, yeah, I mean, yeah, you have to. But before you can get to the voting booth, you got to have the right kind of candidate. But before you can get the right kind of candidate, you need the right kind of voter. You can no longer accept this crap. And if you vote these bastards in and they don't do what they're told to do, well, then recall them. I mean, that seems to be the popular thing to do, especially in Wisconsin. Those little brats up there in Wisconsin don't get their damn way, and they throw little hissy fits. God almighty, man. And they storm the Capitol. I mean, they just, you know, but that's okay. Because they're Democrats. And you know, Democrats are all about peace and love. But if those pesky conservatives would have broken into the Capitol building and raided, oh my God, we'd have SWAT teams. Ah, the preppers, oh yeah, they're anti-government. Get the SWAT team. SWAT. Yeah, I'd like to SWAT the SWAT. Look, we need a SWAT team. I don't have any problem with having SWAT teams. But SWAT teams are to be used as the last resort, not the first response. You don't need a SWAT team for everything, but gotta make sure. The protection of the officer. Well, how about the protection of the citizens, for God's sakes? Yeah, we understand you got to be protected. Yeah, we get it. No one's saying that you got to go out there unprotected. No one's saying that. But yeah, your safety is important too. But so is the citizens. Everybody's safety. Not just one. Well, you know, as long as a cop didn't get killed, well, you know, I know, yeah, it sucks that we lost, you know, all these citizens. But thank God no cops got killed. I mean, that kind of mentality, this is the kind of mentality, and it's everywhere. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter if you're a cop or not. Your profession is irrelevant. It's what's in the mindset of our society. This is what I don't understand. This is what I've never understood. At a very young age, I've never understood it. I've never understood human beings. Never have, and I never will. But anyway, getting back to God Almighty, getting back. Oh, God. We're always got to get back. Well, that's the problem. There's too many problems. But I said, well, you know, let me watch the damn news. So I turn on Fox News. It's been over an hour since I ate. So I stood a pretty good chance of keeping it down, as long as I didn't look at it for too long. But I'm watching this, and it started, I guess it would have been at 10 o'clock. And it didn't take very long. Where it became very, very clear, very quickly, who Fox News supports and are now telling me who I am supposed to vote for. This is what I don't like about, this is what I don't like. You don't tell me who to vote for. And you can tell by the way they're talking about, you know, Jeb Bush now is in the he's in the headlines now because now he's going to announce. This is what they do. They announce that they're going to announce. Okay, I'm announcing that I'm going to announce I'm running for president. Well, you just announced it. What the hell? Whatever. I know you want to make a big to-do about it and, you know, get a few days in the, headlines and get everybody talking about you, blah, 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 blah. But it was very clear what Fox News was doing today, and I didn't like it. Then I watched the next show. They did the same thing. They even had that cockamamie Alan Combs. I mean, that guy just, I don't know, man. He's whatever. I don't know why they have him on there. I mean, I don't get it. But it is what it is. I mean, he argues the other side just to argue. Doesn't matter what it is. He's just going to argue it. But what the hell is the point of that? I mean, if you don't have a legitimate argument, what the hell is the point of arguing? There just isn't. But that's human beings. See, again, this is what I don't understand about human beings. I don't get them. Fox News, it was very clear that you are now, if you watch Fox News, well, you need to vote for Jeb Bush. He's the candidate. He's the one. We've picked him. They're trying to pass it off and try to get us to believe that, well, Jeb Bush really is conservative. See, they think by, if they do that and they keep pounding it into your head, oh, yeah, Jeb Bush is really conservative. Well, that's going to fool your audience. They're going to think, oh, wait a minute, I thought he was a little liberal on that other stuff, I guess. Well, those guys were lying. You know, I'm watching Fox News. They don't lie. They're the news. And it's not going to work. Look, you know, people do like Jeb Bush, and they do like George Bush, and they do like Daddy George Bush. They like the Bush. The whole Bush family are nice people. But if you think that you're going to get a conservative out of Jeb Bush, you might want to, reconsider. He is good for Common Core. He loves it. I hate it. It's wrong. I'm sorry. I got problems with it. He doesn't seem to me to be one that would get rid of Obamacare. He's probably got money invested in the pharmaceutical industry. Yeah, he was a pretty good governor for Florida. Okay. Could he become a good president? I'm sure he could, but the circumstances, I don't know. But, I mean, a Ronald Reagan-esque, which I know everybody, you gotta judge everything by Ronald Reagan. Well, no, we don't need to be judging everything by Ronald Reagan. We need to be judging everything by, the individual. Does the individual, what the individual has done, what he plans on doing, do you like it or not? Can you live with the things that you don't? Or can you not live with it? You going to vote for a candidate just simply because they have an R next to their name? Or a D? I mean, I do, again, I like Jeb Bush. I got nothing bad to say about him, but conservative, no. Common Core scares the hell out of me. I don't like Obamacare. I don't like the government. He's big government. I mean, I don't know who the candidate is. I know the old, damn it, why can't I think of his name? He ran 4 years ago and screwed up. He had a horrible campaign. Why can't the governor of Texas? Why the hell can't I think of his name now? Damn it. Unbelievable. But anyway, he's got his hat in the ring. I mean, could he become a good president? He's more conservative than Jeb Bush. I don't think the right dislikes Jeb Bush. I think they want to go in another direction, and I know Jeb is doing everything he can to separate himself from George. Because everything went sour when George was in office. Of course, it didn't matter what George did, whether he screwed up or not, he was going to get the blame for it. He got the blame for everything. Some may be deserved, you know, but I mean, whatever. I mean, give me a president that isn't deserving of heavy criticism, please. The Iraq war really, I mean, I didn't like that war at all. I didn't like that. I didn't like the way we went in. I don't know. I'm just sitting there watching this crap going, I mean, yeah, I know you're in front of the UN, but I mean, just something didn't seem right. I mean, I'm not saying that I'm, you know, I should have been on the panel there, but maybe I should have. But I mean, whatever. I was like, well, you know, all these other countries are joining in. And of course, the Clintons, they were very heavily involved. All the liberals were in on it. Bill Clinton was. And so I'm thinking, well, you got all these people saying that, you know, there are these weapons of mass destruction, including Nancy Pelosi. Maybe there is, whatever. Well, then we did the bombing, and then I was like, I remember I sat down and go, man, I hope you certainly find these damn weapons. Well, they never came. I think there were weapons of mass destruction, but the problem was they were just being shipped through Iraq into Iran. And if you been paying attention, it wasn't too much longer after Saddam Hussein got toppled. Oh, look at the nuclear program Iran has now. Yeah. Those nuclear supplies were coming from Russia and China. More than likely were being shipped through Iraq. More than likely there were weapons of mass destruction. A lot of them, he probably destroyed. Some of them we just can't find. God only knows. I mean, there's plenty of places out there. They bury this crap in the desert. I mean, God only knows where the hell this crap is. But I'm sure it's there. But was that cause enough to go into Iraq and invade it? I don't know. I mean, I don't know. But since we went in there, we should have, you know, stayed in there and made sure that it was stable before we get out. Oh, no, the Iraqis kicked us out. Oh, I tried staying. No, Mr. President, you didn't. I mean, I don't know. I mean, just Afghanistan's a mess. Iraq is a mess. Libya is a mess. I think maybe it might be high time for the United States to, well, reevaluate their foreign policy. I mean, I'm just saying. Just throwing that out there. But if we're going to be going into these other countries and bombing people and blowing things up and doing this and doing that and shooting up the goddamn place, well, we need to be able to go all the way through. That's the problem. We can go in and make a mess, but we can't clean it up. There's no follow through. Well, I mean, look what we did in World War II. There was a lot of follow through. We rebuilt Europe. We rebuilt Japan. After we destroyed it, then what do we get for it? Well, we got the UN. So more countries can gang up on the United States. And now we got half the damn country ganging up on the United States. I'm ganging up on the people that don't simply follow our Constitution, and that includes citizens, government, cops, judges. Okay, here we are. profession, if you don't even have a profession. These are our rights, everybody's. And the Constitution must be followed. What the hell's the point of having laws if no one's going to follow them? Oh, because somebody, you know, high up that, you know, is really super rich might have to go to jail. Aw. Poor people can go to jail, but not the rich people. It's not civilized to throw in a rich person in the slammer. But the poor people, nah, that's fine. You know, they're just miscreants anyway. Yeah, you know, we don't need them. But I'm watching Fox News, puking and gagging. Every channel, the way they're talking about Jeb Bush, oh yeah, he's really conservative. Just doesn't appear like it. They're trying to get the base is going to feel like the base is going to feel more comfortable knowing that Jeb is now conservative because they heard it on Fox News. And then Alan Combs, again, I know I mentioned him earlier. But he's saying out there, oh, wow, he's really much more conservative than you might think. I mean, Alan Combs? Now, why would you... I mean, Alan Combs is going to sit here and tell me who's conservative and who isn't? I'm going to take the word of Alan Combs of who is conservative and who isn't? I mean, why is Fox News having him to tell me who's conservative and who isn't and who I'm voting for? Isn't that my decision to make? I don't need these goddamn announcers telling me who to vote for. And that's what I got out of Fox News. This is why I can't watch the news anymore. And Fox News, you know, I mean, yeah, you're a lot more, you bring on both sides. Okay, that makes you fair and balanced because you bring on the other side. Just to bring on the other side? Just so they can argue? Just to make it look like you're fair and balanced? I mean, what the hell? It's worthless. It's pointless. I don't care if you have another point of view. There's nothing wrong with that. That's not the problem. But if you're going to have another point of view, at least have a legitimate point of view to bring across. Otherwise, shut up. That's what I'm saying. But you don't ever get a legitimate point of view. A legitimate argument with Alan Combs. He's going to argue just for the sake of arguing. It doesn't matter what the evidence is. It's pathetic. It's meaningless. I mean, I can't take him serious. What the hell is that? I can't take a lot of these people serious. Geraldo, I've never been able to take Geraldo Rivera serious, even as a kid. Never could. I still can't. Yeah, okay, fine. He's done a lot of good reporting, been a lot of places, done a lot of this, did a lot of that. And I watched his show, during the OJ trial. He had a lot of stuff on there, you know, and it was constant OJ 24/7. But I just can't take certain people serious. I mean, when they're going to come out and blatantly argue something that is just, I mean, absurd and ridiculous, and there's really no excuse why you would want to even defend this crap in the first place. I can't take that serious. That's someone that's phony. It's fake. It's a lie. Well, Jeb announced that he is going to formally announce, I guess you might say, whatever the hell that's supposed to mean, announce his presidency Monday. I guess that's today. In Miami. So he's probably already done it. I mean, this story's a little bit late. But I guess he's probably trying to push the Spanish vote. But he is from Florida. Well, he was a governor. But, I mean, Miami is, you know, a lot of Spanish. And see, this is all political. It's all a bunch of crap. He's out there thinking that, you know, because he's Jeb Bush, he was in Florida, whatever, he can get the Spanish vote. And that's what the Republicans need. And see, that's what this is all about. Well, the Republicans are worried about the Spanish vote. So let's go out and target these particular colored people, these particular those people. Well, here's what you do. You don't worry about targeting people. You target them all. And you target them all by your message, not a party's message, not a doctrine of anything other than what is in the United States Constitution. That targets everybody. That's your target. What's your demographic? Your demographic is everybody. That's your demographic. I mean, think about it. You should be targeting everybody, not particular groups. This is what I hate. I hate groups. I just don't like groups. Everybody's got to be in a category. This community, that community, this group, that group, this organization, shut up. Blah, 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 blah. Blah, blah, blah. But Jeb is doing everything he can to distance himself from his brother George, which I think, you know, most intelligent people can say, yeah, okay, you're different, but, you know, your policies are still, you know, a little liberal. You know, Common Core is going to hurt you, kid. It hurts me. Because if you are the nominee, you stand a really good chance of winning. And if you do, well, you're just pushing the New World Order, which I'm trying to get at sometime tonight. We might get to it. Who knows? And this is what scares me. I just don't trust. Because I know Daddy Bush opened the door. That was in, where the hell was that? Right here it is. It was in 1992, shortly before he got out. In 1992, executed the Agenda 21 protocols on behalf of the United States within a year. Bill Clinton came in and did it by executive order. There was no congressional review. Nothing. This established the President's Council on Sustainable Development. Well, this is all connected. Sustainable development, Common Core, New World Order, Agenda 21, it's all connected. It's all part. They're all. Once you start researching it and understanding what it is, they're all the same. It's all connected. Common Core is a part of it. New World Order. Sustainable development is part of it. Agenda 21 is the... Well, that's the agenda. It's agenda number 21, the UN agenda. And that agenda is global. There's a lot of countries that signed on it. The United States, they haven't formally done it, but we are following the protocols. We are doing them. Congress hasn't had an opportunity to vote on it. Why isn't Congress stepping up and saying something about it? It's like, wait a minute. Why do we have to accept these protocols? We don't want a world government because that means we won't be able to control our, we're going to be controlled by somebody else. A dictator, a tyrant. We don't want that. We're America. We want our own way of life. And every state has its own way of life. Its own food, its own this, its own that, its own character. That's the whole point. That's why we kept these colonies and we turned them into states. And we kept them. We preserved them. We tried to preserve their way of life, their laws, their rules, or the way they want to live. And that's why they became states, and that's why they have an opportunity. They have the right. to pass certain laws within their state to run their state their way. And you need these states to be free to run their state their way. You can't expect some of these states to be, you know, like Massachusetts, to be run like Iowa. So there's reasons for it. But I don't know. I'm still not. I mean, I like Jeb Bush, but I'm not ready. I don't know. I just really don't know. I know he's different than George, but Common Core scares the hell out of me. It really does. I don't think he's going to do anything with Obamacare, which that scares the hell out of me. This whole New World Order crap, that scares the hell out of me. Here's something really stupid here now. Jeb unveils his campaign logo. I mean, I see this is another thing. I mean, these logos, yeah, okay, fine, they might be important, but blah, 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 blah. Well, he unveiled it on social media, and immediately the public was up in arms. But, oh, this is identical to the logo he used when he ran for governor in 98. Well, it turns out that he's been using the same logo since, like, 92 or 94. I think it was 94. Well, what the logo is simply his first name with an exclamation point or an exclamation mark and 2016 underneath. Now, the pictures are, they're red. It's a red banner and just big white letters, Jeb, with an exclamation point, and it's underlined. Well, that's what he's had since 94. You've seen the 94, you got it in 98, you got it in 2002. And well, it's worked before, and it's a stupid logo. Does it really matter? Are you really going to base your vote on somebody's logo? Really? I mean, unless they had, babies with their heads cut off on your logo. I mean, yeah, you might want to judge somebody based on their logo. But me, myself, your logo is really irrelevant. I mean, I really could care less. And it is nice, and it is simple, and it isn't, so I do give him credit for that. I think Jeb Bush would be a better president than Obama. But, the problem that I have is, we're going to get the same crap. It's just going to take, it's just not going to be as fast as what Obama did. Liberals do it real quick. Especially if they have control of the House and Senate. And Republicans just kind of like to backdoor it. In the name of security. The name of your safety. Don't try to scare me with that crap. I don't want to hear it. But, I mean, I don't know. Yeah, people were tweeting. They were all up in arms. Jeb couldn't even be bothered to come up with a new logo for his presidential run. Does it matter? This is Oliver Willis. Shut up. And Andrew Kaczynski, I guess is how you pronounce it. Jeb used the same logo since 1994. Wow, boy, you're observant. And he's got to tweet that to like that's an important message? Does it matter? It's a friggin' logo. I mean, come on. I'm supposed to base my vote on a logo? Well, evidently, there's some law enforcement infighting. within the search for the escaped killers that escaped in New York. David Sweat and Richard Matt, I guess, Sweat or Sweet, S-W-E-A-T, I guess that could be Sweet or Sweat, I can't spell, so God only knows what the hell it is. Kaczynski Well, these two guys, they cut their way out of the Clinton County Correctional Facility. This was on the 5th. That would have been two Fridays ago. Wow. They've been gone that long. They haven't found them. Wow. Well, hey. I mean, they'll probably show up somewhere. But it's got to be nice. I mean, if you got life without parole and you finally get out, it's got to feel good. But if you're going to do it, I mean, you can't be stupid, man. I mean, you can't be around people. You got to go out in the wilderness, you know. You need to pack. You know, get a knife and maybe, you know, something. You got to kill a bear. You got to kill something to eat. You got to fish at least, something. At least it's summertime, so some crops. Yeah, I'm sure you could probably find some apples or something somewhere, but I mean, you're going to be anywhere near the public. Well, you know, somebody's going to turn you in. But, I mean, well, I'm not trying to give advice to killers or anything, but whatever. Well, Sweat was serving a life sentence without parole for killing a sheriff deputy, and Matt was 48. He's doing 25 to life, whatever that's supposed to mean. What does that mean, 25 to life? They haven't decided yet? I guess every time you go in for parole, they decide if they're gonna keep you longer. I mean, whatever. Well, he kidnapped, tortured, and hacksawed his former boss, dismembered his former boss with a hacksaw, and he gets 25 to life. Seems like if somebody's going to go out of their way to kidnap, torture, and dismember somebody with a hacksaw, you know, 25 to life, I mean, it just seems to me that there shouldn't be any 25 to. It should be just life. But, I mean, that's, you know, who am I? Well, evidently these guys were working at night from like midnight to like 5 in the morning. Evidently they had access to tools that were left in the facility by contractors. Under policy, they were able to open up these toolboxes and use those tools. They go out there and they cut away and do whatever they're doing, and then they put them back so that no one would notice. So I guess they were able to walk in around midnight, grab the tools that they want, go out and do their digging, then come back, you know, at 5, drop it in like nobody knew nothing. They'd go in, maybe get an hour or two of shut-eye, wake up, go to chow. Well, they cut through the back of the adjacent cells. They broke through a brick wall, cut into a steam pipe, and slithered through that. Finally, they came outside the prison walls through a manhole. I mean, now, you know, when I read that, I thought, oh, come on. I mean, now, this is the kind of stuff that you see in Hollywood, blah, you know, comedies. You know, someone breaks out of prison and, you know, they always got to pop up through a manhole that's just outside the prison. Just, yeah, I mean, now look. Okay, that's the movie. But if you are, no, I'm sorry, but I mean, if you are going to have a manhole, now, to me, it's, you know, again, I know, because I'm not human, this common sense and logic and all this kind of crap kind of kicks in every once in a while. But if you do have a manhole outside the prison walls, just seems to me that you if you don't have it guarded, you at least have to have it fenced off so no one can open it up and get through. You would think that they would be. So I was flabbergasted to find out that they weren't. And oddly enough, evidently they haven't had an escape forever. This prison is well over 100 years old. They've never had an escape. No one's ever escaped. Kind of like Alcatraz. No one escaped, but they did. They never found the guys from Alcatraz. They never found them. Now, were they eaten by sharks? Or was there another boat that was out there? And they climbed aboard that boat. They had friends. They shredded up their little raft and threw it out there to make it look, you know, legitimate. I mean, who knows? Nobody knows. But they never found them. But again, if you're going to have a manhole outside prison walls, you would think it should be fenced off and somehow a brick or something. If you need to get in there, you need a bunch of combinations to a bunch of locks and a bunch of keys and what have you not. But it needs to be secure. You don't have a manhole outside your prison walls where no one's even looking at it. Well, I mean, now, evidently, they went and they barricaded them. Now they've got them secure. There's like two or three of them. Well, now you do it? Ugh. I guess there was three of them. So there's three of them all together. So, I mean, hello? Why would they not be sealed off and protected? I mean, again, human beings, I just don't get them. I don't get them. There was also a prison worker now. Well, she was charged with supplying hacksaw blades, chisels, a punch, and a screwdriver. The two inmates had planned to have Mitchell drive them 7 hours away to an unknown destination. And these men also reportedly planned to kill this Joyce Mitchell. This is a prison worker. Planned to kill Miss Mitchell's husband, Lyle, who also worked at the prison. Now, see, what the story didn't tell us is how she got caught and why she didn't drive them immediately 7 hours away. So what happened? She get caught before she could, get to the getaway car? And they were waiting out for her? She never showed up? So they, just hitchhiked? Took a bus? I mean, what the hell happened? Well, the story didn't tell us. So I don't know. But she got caught evidently trying to aid these two dudes. God only knows where they are. I mean, you know, they had to have had a ride, you know, of some sort. They had to have had a ride. Hitchhiking, probably not. Hitchhikers, there's no real hitchhiking anymore. People that do, especially around a prison, So I'm sure they had the dogs on the trail, so they had to have had a vehicle of some sort. And they were saying, well, they're not very far away because they had those reports of stolen vehicles. What does that mean? Just because they didn't steal a vehicle doesn't mean that they didn't have a vehicle. They could have had somebody from the outside. Hello. They can still communicate with people. Pick them up. Take them wherever the hell they're going to take them. Canada, Mexico. I mean, wherever. They're in New York. I mean, if you're going to try to go away, I mean, you know, get to the coast, get on a, you know, a boat of sorts, sail out to a ship that's out there, a legitimate ship, hop a ride there, drop you off at some resort island, and live like Robinson Crusoe. Eventually, they're going to probably find these two guys. But maybe they won't. I mean, like I said, those guys from Alcatraz, they never found them, so who knows? Well, the New York State Police, here's the crux of the story here. The New York State Police, which is the lead agency in the investigation, has refused to share any information about the planning and scope of the search. Refuse to give out any kind of information. Refuse. Well, maybe there's a good reason. Maybe that, you know, maybe there's some cops that are involved. But who's to say that they're not state police cops that are involved? You got all these agencies out there supposedly are supposed to be helping in the search. Now, look, I can understand there's got to be, you know, more than just the state police, you know, the local police, county police. You know, I mean, I know they've got the U.S. Marshals. They're involved. Let's see, the Environmental Conservation Department. Why in the hell would the Environmental Conservation Department be involved in an escape convict? Environmental Conservation Department, what are they, the convicts who escaped? I mean, they're trampling on weeds? They're killing endangered weeds by trampling through the woods? Why the hell is the Environmental Correction Department involved in the search? This is ridiculous. That's stupid. The U.S. Marshals, I can understand. Well, they got the State Correctional Services Department, they're involved. The Clinton County Sheriff's Department, they're involved. The local police. But the New York State Police, they're, nope. We're not giving out any information. But I can understand, you know, that you can't have too many departments because everybody's doing the same job over and over and over again and they're bumping into each other. So there needs to be, it just seems to me, again, I know common sense, but it just seems to me that if there is an escape, there should be a plan in place, procedures of what agency does what does this does that, pop, 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 pop. It only takes a few times training it. You can work it out in a day and get it done. And you do it more than once. You do it like maybe once a month or whatever times it is, so you're fresh. So if it happens, there's a team in place. You know what needs to be done. Everybody knows what to do. They've got the same kind of training. Everybody's on the same page. So the U.S. Marshals, they can be spread out over here. They look, they do this. The Sheriff's Department, they can do whatever they need to do. But everybody working together. And at some point, the heads of all of these agencies need to get together at night and find out what the hell happened. Anybody got any new information? Bring it to the table. Let's find this bastard. They could have found him. But everybody wants to be in charge. Evidently, at one point during the search, a group of heavily armed state police troopers were out patrolling in the woods when they come across correctional service department team. They came across their path. Evidently, one of the law enforcement sources said that one team didn't know what the other team was doing, and he says that is very dangerous. Again, well, duh, yeah. That's why I'm saying, why aren't, I guess I just don't understand why there hasn't been already training in progress for an escaped convict. You would think if you, you know, as many years as we've had prisons, and we love to put people in prisons, you would think that, you know, part of training would be an escaped convict, where they've done this kind of stuff before in training, so they know how to go out and find them. But whatever. New York State Police have excluded at least one other police agency from taking part in a press conference. All of them. All the press conferences. I wonder what, they didn't say what it was, but they're not allowed in the press conferences that are giving out information to the status of this big giant manhunt. I mean, why would they do, I mean, that just seems a little cold, little, I don't know, a little snotty, a little snooty. That's no way, I mean, you guys are supposed to be on the same team. So, I mean, I guess I don't know. The state police are trying to make sure that they're the ones to catch the bad guys. They're the ones that gets all the credit. This is another source. Another law enforcement source. Says that as a result, they're not making full use of the assets that are available to them. Well, duh, exactly. I mean, look, the marshals are going to be able to use this. You're going to have the correctional services, you know, they're going to be a little bit more local. Your sheriffs are going to be a little, you know, spread out a little bit more than that. Your marshals are going to be able to spread out even farther than that. Your stupid environmental conservation department. Oh, God almighty, please go away. You don't need to be involved. I mean, I just don't. I mean, why would they even be carrying a firearm? And why would they be involved with an escaped convict? So make sure that the cops don't destroy any endangered weeds. I mean, Well, evidently, the Post, in their article, had also criticized Governor Cuomo, which is not hard to do. Evidently, that his first appearance at in the Searchers Command Center, this was on the very day of the escape. Well, they reported that Governor Cuomo disrupted the early search efforts by refusing to enter the room until it was cleared of everyone except state law enforcement. So here they're supposed to, everybody's supposed to get together, the war room, if you will, which is equivalent of, but he won't enter. I guess his presence is so demanding and glorifying that, you know, I guess the mere sight of it might, these people might go blind special. But he wouldn't even enter the room until there was just nothing but state law enforcement officers. And that's it. I mean, it's just, I mean, look, you got these guys that, you know, well, I mean, we already know what they did. One of them dismembered his boss with a hacksaw after he tortured him. So, I mean, these guys are, well, not exactly baby city material. Probably kind of dangerous. As long as they're nowhere near people, they're going to be fine. But you get them near people, well, you could have some problems. So you got the cops all fighting with each other. Everybody wants to be the hero. Everybody wants to apprehend them. Well, you know, when the state police is doing something like this, I mean, you're just making it very easy for these two guys to get away. And since it's been 2 weeks now, damn near, 10 days, well, I mean, the longer that they're out, the longer, you know, they're not going to be, they're going to keep their freedom. So, I know I got a bunch of noise going on. I can't tell if someone's knocking at the door or not. And I know my landlady, they had to leave here, so I don't know what the hell's going on here. So I got to check this out. We could have some problems. So let's play a little song here. Let's play a little Leonard Skinner. We'll come back and see what the hell's going on.
Sometimes I want to light up underneath the no smoking sign. Sometimes I wish they'd tell me how justice got so blind. I wish they'd just leave me alone, cause I'm doing alright. You can take your change on down the road and leave me here with mine. Cause that ain't my America, that ain't this country's roots. You wanna slam old Uncle Sam, but I ain't letting you. I'm mad as hell and you know I still bleed red, white. Country ain't